Hi, my name is Matthew Story and I'm a collections curator at Historic Royal Palaces.
So would you be able to describe for the listener what we've got here today and how it came about?
Permissible Beauty starts and takes its inspiration with paintings that have been at Hampton Court since the 1830s, but I think a lot of people walk past them and don't know what they are. They were painted in the 1660s by an artist called Peter Lely, and they were probably collected by Anne Hyde, who's the mother of two British sovereigns, Mary II and Queen Anne. And she brought the portraits together to represent the women in the circle around her in the court of Charles II. Now, a lot of people think they look very similar. They've all got this quite sleepy-eyed look, full lips, dark brows, and they're all draped in these gorgeous coloured silks with pearls or jewelled clasps. And this is because that's what was fashionable at the time, and beauty was very powerful. People thought that a beautiful face and body represented a beautiful soul. So it was powerful to conform to this narrow standard of beauty.
And that goes against what we're told today, that beauty comes from within, because literally here you're told that beauty is what's in front of you.
Yes. But I think too often in society today, we still have, informed by this heritage, a very narrow standard of beauty. So the installation is called Permissible Beauty because it asks, why are some forms of beauty more permissible, more highly valued than others?
And what would you say the permissible forms that we're looking at here?
The permissible forms here are conforming to a fashionable ideal. One of these women had it naturally. That was Barbara Villiers, who, if you look at her portrait, she's a lot more fierce. She's got armour and she's very active looking. And she was Charles II's principal mistress. And everybody wanted to look like Barbara.
So there's not that much difference between how we thought back in the 1600s, how we think today. Not a lot in the grand scheme of things has changed.
But what we want with this show is to open that up. And we're saying we'd like to open a new chapter of British beauty.
And that's where the installation comes in.
That's where the installation comes in, because Permissible Beauty comes from an idea by the singer-songwriter and art historian David McAlmont. If you're a Britpop fan, back in the day, he was part of McAlmont and Butler. And he had this idea to take this concept of bringing together a group of portraits of people in the same social circle but represents what's beautiful, and bringing it up to date with his community, which is the Black British queer community. And he also recognised that in that community, a lot of the icons are perhaps American. Nothing against RuPaul. RuPaul's amazing. But David wanted to celebrate the achievement and the incredible talent that exists in the Black British queer community.
Juxtapositioning them with the Windsor beauties, I mean, I think you have to see it to sort of, you know, feel it. But how has that been, putting something like this together? Because you think, oh, those two things wouldn't necessarily go together, but then actually it follows on so nicely from each other.
What was wonderful is during the making of this project, and it's been 3 years in the making, the first idea was in 2019, how the creative team we worked with and our six modern creative talents, our six modern beauties, if you like, from the Black British queer community, they completely fell in love with the Windsor Beauties portraits at Hampton Court. And what was wonderful is how this historic art is still relevant today, is still inspiring people today. And when you come to the installation at Hampton Court, you'll walk past our incredible historic beauties, and then you turn a corner and you meet six really wonderful people.
And looking at the videos that they've done in the installation, you know, the process of putting on makeup, the process of putting on clothing, jewellery, it's still the same. So even though we're hundreds of years later, the process of beauty is still the same.
It is. And what's really interesting are the parallels between past and present. So I wanted to bring out queer stories in the past as well. So we brought in a portrait of one of the Windsor beauties, Frances Stewart. She's normally seen in a feminine dress. We've brought in a portrait made at about the same time of her dressed as an aristocratic male soldier. And that shows that, well, if you know Shakespeare, you know how much cross-dressing how much playing of gender there was in back in the 17th century. And that shows the power that can come from an authentic self-expression.
And it's not necessarily an exhibition that people would expect to see at Hampton Court, is it?
No, and I think that's wonderful. We've brought something new, fresh into the palace.
While celebrating something that you've already got.
It's a celebration of both. And I think that's what's really wonderful about this project, this installation, is we're celebrating the past, but we're also celebrating people today. And we're opening up really big questions. And I think concepts that everybody thinks about. What makes you beautiful? What is your authentic self? How do you authentically present yourself to the world? And our six modern sitters express it beautifully through their interviews, those individual journeys they've gone through. But it's a journey that everybody goes through.